Daniel George Hill, Lance Corporal in the Argyll and Southern Highlanders, was taking a break from his duties manning the machine gun and enjoying a peaceful cigarette. It was a calm moment, a rare event during the First Battle of the Somme. Then a mortar bomb landed feet from him, and the huge explosion threw him into the supporting wall of the trench, shattering his right arm. Danny was incapacitated briefly. Then he got very annoyed. With his right arm broken, he stood, and taking a hand grenade from his pocket, he drew the pin with his teeth. He stood on the trench step and threw the grenade, at which point a bullet passed through his outstretched left hand. Danny's battle wasn't over. The bullet ensured he lost the use of two of his fingers, and the battle medical team, being what it was, had his broken arm amputated. Danny was sent home on 100% disability pension, and like many disabled veterans, struggled to find work. But the sad fact was that his employers rewarded his bravery by deducting his disability pension from his pay. Danny was a great man, and struggled and won many battles in his life, brought on by the most horrific battle of them all. He died many years later from a heart attack. His integrity had meant that when his wife urged him to stay at home because he wasn't feeling well, he refused. As a wages clerk, he wanted to make sure that all the men got paid for Christmas. As he walked home, he collapsed. "Thank you, Grandad, for what you did, for what others gave. Your granddaughter is free to tell your story, lest we forget."